Welcome to The Elusive Truth by The Rich and Larry Show. Today I chat with Gary this Christmas Eve. So have a seat, sit back, and enjoy as we go down the rabbit hole.
Hey, good morning, Senor.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
All right.
What do you got to say today? What we got in the news?
You know what? It's one of the big things that's going to come out. Trump is just working on how to disclose all this corruption so people can believe it. You can't just go out and show them the proof. I think it's as much in how he rolls this out on all the corruption in this and the need for exposing it. The disclosure is a hard thing to disclose corruption. Yeah, something like that. Actually, saying the truth now is a revolutionary act.
Exactly. I mean, it's amazing. You know, this is what seemingly to be is the fall of American freedom and liberties.
Well, I've always figured out that the word apocalypse technically is just the great uncovering. Because people go, it's apocalyptic, you know, and this and that. They misuse it. Apocalypse means we're just uncovering everything that we never knew.
Right.
And so we're headed to the apocalypse, I think. But not in the way that they've tried to make us think it is. Well, you know, pretty soon we're going to be able to talk about a lot more stuff in the next few months to come besides politics, because it'll be under control again.
Well, like you said, the politics are so polluted, and going to the stimulus bill that just came out and has nothing to do with stimulus except for stimulus, I guess, for other countries.
You know, we don't even know 2 cents worth of everything that's in there. It was 5,000 pages.
I mean,
and that's the one Trump threw out.
It's because it's so polluted with so excess pork, as they used to call it. And to the normal citizen like you and me, I mean, $600, that's good money, but that ain't going to do anything. That doesn't cover rent for even a month. Right? Yeah. I mean, even right. President Trump, you say he's going to help us out, well, hopefully with $2,000. That's not going to solve anything. That just takes care of 1 month of activity. And how long have we been in lockdown for?
This whole thing has been a pandemic. In my opinion, due to the election.
Yes. Well, the election had a big part to do with it, and the Democrats thought that they'd be able to roll us right over with all these riots and BLM crap all summer long.
I just thought of something. Can you imagine last year at this time, last December, if I'd have told you, hey, Rich, you know, pretty soon, nobody's going to be able to leave their house in America. Nobody's going to be able to come in or out of our country in America. And you're going to be like, what the heck are you smoking?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just even that act alone is, you know, it's crazy.
Remember when that whole started? They put a lockdown on everything, shut down every airport, everything.
Yep.
How we're going to pull through this, but Trump has the plan.
Optimism. If we're moving in the right direction and then we're seeing that these crooked politicians are being arrested and these crazy laws that are been passed by them, changing and more idealistic with American values. I see a lot of people, we're strong. We can turn things around. We'll get right back to work and we'll get stuff rolling. But we got to get rid of all these damn Kool-Aid people and all this other crazy stuff because these politicians are ruining our lives, especially as Democrats, which I don't know what happened to them.
Well, there's been a word that if we got rid of all of them, we would have no government. We would have basically because we'd get rid of every senator and every congressman. So we got to have backups ready to replace the ones we get rid of. There's so many.
Right. None of this can be changed, you know, within a week, a month. It'll take years to get rid of all these bad politicians.
Yeah. And I've always said, you know, that we got to get the majority of Americans got to be on the same page.
Yes.
We're so divided right now.
Well, and that's what they want us to believe. The real issue is that we have no idea what's really going on is because the media has been pushing their narrative. And if you believe the media,
if you don't say what they want to hear, you're not right. And I'm like, wait a minute. I can talk to a liberal. I have a lot of liberal friends and Republican friends, but you should be able to say what you want to say without worrying that it's going to offend them. I don't know where the heck this is all headed. I think we're going to kinds of disruption just after Christmas, because January 6th is the big day.
You know, in this day and age, anything is possible. 2020 has been a roller coaster of a year, and I would have never thought in a million years that we would be in this kind of position.
You're 100% correct.
You know, I grew up, you know, believing in the flag, the country, the United States, the best country in the world, and we take care of each other. You know, we're going to have that, you know, American dream. Now we see, you know, these mayors and Democratic cities letting them loot and burn and do other crazy stuff and calling peaceful protests, you know, that are actually riots. And this, it's Christmas Eve right now.
Yeah.
And we're family focused now. You know, it's Christmas Eve. Wow, 2021 has to be better, but the way things are going, it's going to be just as crazy.
Well, we know we will prevail, and I think we just have to keep a loving heart and a loving mind, and that's about the best recipe to get through all this.
Oh, yeah. No, it's spend time with your family. Enjoy what we can have right now, because I believe it's going to get a whole lot crazier. And if, you know, like President-elect Biden gets into the presidency, they are going to be riots, and they're going to see stuff that they've never seen before, because we have more convictions and more morals than these Antifa crackheads. We don't need, we don't discriminate like they say we are. It's just amazing how the narrative is that, like I said, being a, you know, white male is like the worst thing you can be right now.
Well, and, you know, it's funny that you should say that. I just spoke with one of the guys on a delivery, and he wants to come and work for our company as a driver. Really great guy. And he's from Somalia, and he has a CDL.
Nice.
And he told me a story about one of the drivers in Chicago that parked his van. He went in his old neighborhood and parked his semi-tractor trailer. About 8-10 guys just came up, and he sat there, and they said, you stay seated and don't even think of getting up, and we're going to go empty out your truck.
There's crime. There's bad people. There's good people, but there's more good people than bad. When the crime gets more and more violent and more frequent, that's when, you know, we start demanding more action.
Yeah, you know, when you live in a really cush, you know, crime-free environment like so many of us do, we don't even realize so much stuff takes place.
You know, because I would hate to be a resident in Portland, downtown Portland, with all the stuff that's been going on. Absolutely horrible. But up here in Hillsborough area, you know, it's the suburbs. Life, it goes on like it is, and I haven't seen anything. Hear a little bit more sirens, and that's about it, but nothing been happening in my neighborhood.
No, I think that's our best bet, is to just stay put, don't go looking for anything, and it too shall pass.
Yes.
You know the old saying.
Nope, you're absolutely right. I think what we need to do is that be thankful that we made it to here, to Christmas, and celebrate in the way that we do, and love your family and your immediate friends and relatives, that type of thing. You know, buckle up. 2021's coming.
Yes, indeed. And this is a time to just put so many things aside and take care of number one and two in our life, you know, our family and things around us.
Yes, yeah, that's what it's about. It's the family, it's the holidays. And, you know, with Thanksgiving, they tried to tell you can't have more than six people. And
they're trying to tell you how to act and behave.
You know, and that's just not American. We are free. We do what we want.
Where did you grow up? Where did you get this idea from? Yes, indeed. Well, we're looking forward to a great Christmas and calling family and friends and the ones that can't be with us this year.
You know, historically, as a Christian, we celebrate the birth of Jesus and that whole religious type thing. It's been changed so much. And the holiday, you know, back in the 80s, it was all about money, 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 how many presents, and shop, shop, shop till you drop. And that's when the Black Fridays came up and all this craziness. So, and then the year of 2020, crazy online went through the roof this year. The post office has no clue what they're doing with their packages.
As a matter of fact, my mailman showed up at 7:30 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah, that's
and
late
I said,
for him.
Are you doing a second load? Or she says, no, this is how backed up we've been today.
Yeah, no, it's. I had a package that I purchased for eBay on the 11th, and it came from Tennessee, but on the 20th, it got to Portland, but then got shipped back down to California, and then we received it yesterday on the 23rd. Hey, hold on 1 second. I just got to check something in the oven here. For Christmas Eve, I'm making a cherry pie.
Oh, you got to have pies. And deciding between pecan, apple, cherry, pumpkin, too many choices.
Yes. Well, normally what I do is I make a cherry pie on Christmas Eve and a pumpkin pie on Christmas Day. Because we're all together and, you know, making, you know, the dinner and just being with the, you know, trying to do traditions that, you know, we had kind of as kids. And, you know, that's how we keep things going. But I want to thank you for being able to the chat and speak freely as of right now. You know, like I said, I wish you and your family the merriest of all Christmases, and I hope we find peace and solitude in the upcoming year.
That's exactly what it's all about. Well said there, Rich. Yes, we want peace and freedom and love and prosperity for all.
Like I said, it's a basic conversation, two of us just talking about what's going on in this world and what matters to us in our lives. And right now is it's time to put everything aside. Hug and kiss your family and enjoy it while you can. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
That's what holidays are for. Do our own little internal escape for a day.
Good job. Well, my friend, as always, take care. And I want to thank all of our listeners out there because we're actually starting to get some listeners. We'll talk about that more on our next show because stats are starting to come in from our podcast being delivered on iTunes now.
Well, thank you much, Rich, and we'll talk here soon.
Sounds good. I'll see you later. Have a good one, Gary. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.